I have Mr. Finch returning.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, hang on.
You are.
Hello. Hello. I hear you're between speeches, Robert.
Yes, sir.
I hope your morale's all right.
Yes, sir. It couldn't be better. I think, given those terrible circumstances, you did probably what had to be done, and I know how difficult it was.
Hard to take two men that are so selfless and so dedicated, and you ought to have to say, all right, fellas, when you know they're innocent, you have to leave. But we had to do it, Bob.
I understand.
And that was a hard Sunday, and then they have to get up for a speech was harder, too. Did it come over all right in television? Were you out there?
Yeah, it's an excellent picture.
How did it, what kind of effect did it have? What have you found today as you've talked to wrong people?
They just were desperate to hear. They wanted reassurance, and that's what it gave them. And obviously, you strongly underscored what had to be done with respect to the officer presidency itself, and that's the whole ballgame.
And the reaction, you'd say, was positive then?
Right, I thought. Question about that, and I think the illusion that I think he finessed neatly the question of the special prosecutor by letting Elliot make the decision.
Sure. Well, he is a special prosecutor,
of course. But, you know, that also.
Yeah, and that Percy, he cooked his goose with me when he came out and said, "Well, we got to have one." He didn't trust Elliot. My God,
that
son of a bitch.
Well,
but I think you're going to find the morale among your people. I'd always just say we just have confidence in the integrity of the president. This is one of those rare presidents who has the guts to conduct an investigation of his own team.
Well, it's true. And the balanced hand. I mean, you didn't try to foreclose the grand jury, and that's what I said today in both my press conferences. And people expect that's presidential judgment.
Right, and in the end, they're going to realize that this whole goddamn Watergate thing was all about a crappy little thing that everybody shouldn't have gotten that excited about.
That's right.
It'll pass. And it's going to be hard, but it'll pass.
It does give us a chance to underscore that it's gone on with the Goldwater campaign and other circumstances.
That's right. Well, keep your old morale up, boy.
If there's anything at all I can do,
I know you've called 3 or 4 times, and I deeply appreciated it, Bob.
Well, hey, you know, I stand ready if there's any small thing.
That's right. I had a good talk with Herb Klein just now and told him the same thing. I don't want him to leave for a month now. I mean, he's got this beautiful job, but I don't want him to leave mainly because it'll look like he was leaving because of this. So
I think that's why.
Yeah, so Herb and I had a good talk. Okay.
Good. Thank you very much.